Today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Kuf Yud Dalet. Kuf Yud Dalet in Perek HaGozel. And we continue to discuss different aspects of Dini Mamanis when it comes to the Umos HaOlam of an Akum. Yesterday we discussed there were different levels of halachos. There's Gezel Akum, there's Hafkas Halva Oso of an Akum, not repaying a loan, and there's Avedas Akum, and there's Taus Akum. All four of those. What are we paskin? Because in the Gemara you get different impressions. There are many Gemaras, many sources that say that basically there Lamaisa, there's no difference between Akum and Bnei Yisrael. And Lamaisa, that seems to be the that's almost the case. Look at the Rambam. I didn't mention it yesterday, but there was a Rambam in the Pirshei Mishnayos and Kalim, which is an important source, where the Rambam says in Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Zayin in the Pirshei Mishnayos. He's talking about different types of coins there. So there he says, "Asal adam lahachzik dinar o ma'a shechaser mi mishkalo shtus yoser." Where you're not allowed to hold on to a coin that has gotten, that lost some of its worth. That's easy to trick people with. El yakutz, just put a hole in it, then throw it out. The kol shekesh yitneo yite bogai, and surely you can't give it or trick somebody with it, even a guy. Kizeh shechoshvim hamonei bnei adam. Va'afilu yichidehem ki hatayos shekaela mutaros im hagayim eino nachon v'deya bilti nachona amar Hashem b'taraso akadosha, as the Rambam always talks in Pirshei Mishnayos. Hashem says b'misha mocher es atzmo la'ovid avodah zara. We had this gemara yesterday. Avodah zara atzma v'chishav im koneyu yochol yiglom alav tamalom v'chishav yedachtik im cheshbon v'inyin yiglom yarem alav yateyu, etc. And then he says, "V'chein einu mutarin o naos v'tachbulos u'minei hamirmos v'haziyuf v'hasiluf im hagayim." Abru alay mashalom asur lignov das habrios afilo das hagay. V'kol shkeinim yetali v'kachil Hashem. V'yusku la'adam tchunot ra'ot al yedei kala ma'asim ha'ra'im halalu. Then he adds, it's asur, it's asur, it's asur, asur, and also if you do this, it's going to affect you. You're going to become a stealing type of person. What the Sefer HaChinuch as well says here. And then if you look at other places, Milchus Deus, the Rambam says, asur lignov das habrios afilo das hagoy. V'yafilu mila acha shel pitui. V'shel gnevas das asur. Hilchas Bechira. Asur l'ramos b'nei adam. B'mekach u'b'memkar o lignov es daitam. Echad goy v'echad Yisrael shavim b'davar zeh. Rambam is very clear and very strong about what he holds. In all of these cases, one has to be extremely careful. And there are other sources as well related to this. So again, Lamaisa, even though there are some shittos in the Gemara that might say that Gezel is Mutter, we definitely don't pass Gezel Akam as Mutter, Gezel Akam is Asur. And even the other halachas, Lamaisa, in the world of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, there's basically no difference. There might even be, again, what's the difference between Gezel Akam and Gezel Yisrael? Maybe there's no Chiyav Hashava as strongly as others. It's not in the same assay. But as the Rambam writes, in the beginning of Hilchos Gneiva and Hilchos Gzela, there's definitely an Isser. There's definitely an Isser, and therefore one has to be very careful. There is, I think we mentioned this in the past, there's a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Sukkah, where the Magen Avraham quotes the Yireim, where the Yireim says that even if you say Gezel Akam is Mutter, it's not called Lachem. And therefore, you wouldn't be. It's not fully yours. It never becomes fully yours because once it's labeled as a chefza shel gezel, you can't use it for a mitzvah. It's not called lachem. I can't use it for that mitzvah of lulav. So that's also an interesting shita. How could that be? If it's mutter, it's obviously just because something is mutter doesn't mean it could become yours. So lulav sukkah. Anyway, so that's just a couple of more shitas regarding gezel akum. Okay, so now we go back to our Gemara. Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. We are, let's start with about the eighth wide line, Gufa. Gufa. Amar Shmuel. Dina de Bachus Adina. The din of the land is the land, as we discussed yesterday, and the Ritva Nidarim, that nobody argues on this. But it's the Dina de Bachus Adina. Amar Rava, Teida. Rava says, I'll prove it to you. And we're going to have a couple of statements of Rava for the rest of the Amud. Teida. Dekatli Dikli V'Gishri Gishri V'Avrin Alayu. Because after all, look, the government cuts down trees, makes bridges, and we all go on them. No, nobody asked us, they didn't ask permission of the people to cut down the trees, and the you generally not allowed, if you know something is stolen, you're not allowed to use it, so it must be it's not stolen. Why? Because of Dina de Machusa, Dina. Amalei Abaya, what do you mean? What's the Raya? That behavior is because of Dina de Machusa, Dina. V'dimam Mishum de Iyayish Luminayim Arayu. Maybe it's because they had Yayush, right? If they know the government took it away from them, maybe the government did something illegal. But the people don't think they're getting it back, so that's why it's because of Yayush, not because of Dina de Bachuz Adina. Right? So even though Abai is saying this, it's not that he argues on the din, based on that Ritva. Amr, he's just saying that can't be the source. Amr le, ilo Dina de Bachuz Adina, Rava says back, no. If there is no such thing as Dina de Bachuz Adina, hechmi aishi. So why does he have Yayush? Why does he have Yayush then? Tosva says he should just set up a toll system on the bridge. Right, it's fine. They took it. He can't go back for what they did already. But at least take payment. Take payment if it's not Dina Bachus Adina. So that's what it must be. Dina the Bachus. Aye. So then the Gemara continues. V'haloka avdi kedamar malka. But what do you mean? He didn't do what the king told him to do with the trees. The king always tells him to go equally and take from all different people. Malka amar zilu v'katlu mikobagi. The king said to cut down from all different trees and all different forests. V'inhu atli, these messengers went v'katlu b'chad baga. They took from one area. So that's not fair. So that shouldn't be Dina the Bachus Adina. So the Gemara says, no, shluchi de malka kemalka. The shliach, the messenger of the king, is like the king. The king can do whatever he wants. Right? So the shliach, the guy, if they want to take it from here, they can take it from here. Velo tarach, they won't be matriach if they don't want to. V'inhu afsadan afshayu. It's these owners of these trees that caused the loss to themselves. Why? Because since it was taken from one area, they could have had the right to go and collect it from others. De'ibaylahu de'inkut bikule. They could have gone and collected the difference from the others. They could have taken it. They did it, so it was their fault. But really, Dina de Bachusa is the din. Period. Okay, now a couple of other halachas in the name of Rava that have to do with partnerships and people living together. Amar Rava, about 8 lines from the bottom. Manda mishtakach bebe dari. Let's say somebody's found in a granary. What does that mean? Let's say there are 6 different people that put their grain in the granary, and that 5 of them already were there that day, and they took out their grain, and there's one person that happens to be there. He gets stuck, right? So one person was in the granary, and the tax collector came to take the tax from the grain. So paramanta demalka, so he has to pay the portion for everybody's grain. For everybody's grain, he has to pay. And he'll have to go and collect it from them afterwards. V'hanimili shutva, as long as they are shutvin, this would work. And the money that the tax collector took, in this case, is not considered gezel, because he had every right to take it for on behalf of the others. That's what Rashi says here. Ein kan mishum gezel, dina de bachus adina, v'yem kusi hu mutil lukras mimenu, not a problem. Aval arisa, arisuse hu dekamafik. But if the only person left at the area is a sharecropper, it's not one of the real owners, but it's an aris, it's a sharecropper, so then this cannot be done. What does it mean this cannot be done? So Rashi explains, here the aris has no chelek in the gufa karka. Remember, an aris just gets a percentage of the profits. Right, different ways. There's an aris, there's different types of arisim, whether you get a percentage, whether you get a fixed rate, but either way, you don't own the karka itself. So, if the tax collector takes from the aris, so that's gazel. That's gazel, because he doesn't own it. He doesn't own it. You can't take from somebody who doesn't own it. That's how Rashi explains it, and that's the problem here. The Rashba here, when he says what the problem is, he doesn't say that the aris doesn't own the land. That's why the problem. The problem is that he's not acting on behalf of the king, because the king would like the aris to stay there and work the land, because all lands are kept fertile and worked because of a reason. So the king wouldn't want you to take it away from the aris. That's why it's not a problem. That's why it wouldn't be Dina Bachusa there. That's what the Rashba here says. Nearly Taima de Milsa de Malkanami Nichol Shlo Yehi Chelak Aris Meshubin de Ara La Risuse Kaima de Lulei HaArisin Lo Haya HaMelech Noto Peros VeFilo HaZaris the Melech I Nosel Aris. He would give it to the Aris anyway. So therefore, taking it from the Aris would not be good. Okay. V'Yama Rava. Rava continues. Bar Masa Abar Masa Miavit. If you have 2 people in a city and one of them happens to be out of town, then the one person left can be forced to give some type of mashkon to the tax collector and to pay for the person who's not in town. Right? Everybody in town are considered shutfim. Like we mentioned yesterday from Rav Shechter in the Ginas Egos, everybody on an airplane, everybody in the neighborhood, everybody's considered a partnership. But Hani Mili, the Rishonim point out that's only if the other person's not in the city. If he's in the city, he's got to pay himself. The Hani Mili, the Barla Ara, the Karga, the Haishah. So this only for certain types of taxes, the land tax, the head tax, for that year. Aval Shasa, the Khalif, but let's say he comes to get last year's payment. Last year's Arnona. Hovi, Faiz Malka Khalif. No, because if he already didn't take a lady, he didn't come last year to collect it, so it must be he was appeased. He already was Mochel them. So therefore, You won't be able to collect last year's right. You won't get any letters from about last year from the IRS. Right. Once the year is finished, you can say, "Oh, I thought you were mocha my money." Okay. Yama Rava Vaiter Haini the diary betochat diary. Those people who use their animals to fertilize their land. They put them in one fence, then they put them in another gated area, different areas. So besochat chubas or likach lehem. If it's done, if these people are within the tchum of the city, you can't buy animals from them. Why? Because my taima mishum de ma'arva chiyusa de masa bahadayu. Because the animals from the city probably wandered out, and they're mixed into these animals. Therefore, it's not an idea. You're not allowed to take from them. But if they're very far out, you can take from them because you assume that's only their own animals. But if you see one of the owner running after the animal, and he went to this even but there's raglayim ladavar that it belongs to this other person. There's evidence. So then also one shouldn't take from those people who own the animals for the fertilizer. The Rashba just asks a question here without answering it. The Rashba says, I don't understand. Is there a rove here? They're rove, so there might be some animals mixed in, but there's a rove. So what should be the big deal that you shouldn't be able to take? Tema the rove behema shel goyim heim. V'halcha machar a rove. Yafilu begazlin mutar likach kol zman shel a rove shelo. He just has to ask the question. So unless you have to try to understand a different kind of case. But he said rove should be mutar here, so I don't really understand what the problem is. Unless you say balei chayim are different. See, balei chayim are different for bittel, but halcha machar a rove. Usually halcha machar a rove, even by balei chayim. That's the question of the Rashba. So Machmer is Rava. So still statements of Rava. So Machmer is Ravi Tamer Rav Huna. The Salkin Lielu Denachta Latata. Those of you who are going up to Eretz Yisrael, those of you who are going down to Bavel. Hi Bar Yisrael, the other Sadus Lakusi. If a Jew knows Edus for a Kusi, and Velo Tavumine, that's our Gersa, and the Kusi is not bothering him or asking him to go give testimony, but he's going to go do it on his own. The Azal Va'asid Le Bedini De Kusi. Al Yisrael Chavrei, and this Jew is going to go testify in the Kusi courts against his Jewish friend. Misham Tinanle, we put that Jew in Chayrin. Why? My Taima, De Inu Afki Mamona Apumet Echad, because the Kusi courts, they accept testimony based on one witness, and therefore you're basically causing him a loss, because if he would just bring you to a Jewish court, Shoftim Mishotrim, or Veilam Mishpatim Mishatasim Lefeim, he wouldn't have to pay. And now that he's going to a Kusi courts, you are causing him a loss. The Rush points out here that, of course, here we're talking about a case where there is no Chil Hashem. But if Lakusi specifically had asked you to be his aid, and you're the only aid that he has, and now you're not going to go, then you have to go. Then you have to go. You don't have a choice. Because that says the Rush, Kishalo Hamid Oso Akusi La Aid. Avalim Mitchila Yichid Akusi Li Yisrael Lios Aid. Ika Chil Hashem Im Lo Yayid. V'kol shekein v'zman shachok liYisrael she'in kusi nem on the hadal Yisrael and lo shiyeh Yisrael imo. Surely, if there's a law that a kusi can never testify by himself, that a Jew goes with him. So if a Jew doesn't go with him, then you're going to end up accepting testimony by a kusi himself. So if it's going to cause more problems, so then says the Rush, the Jew has to go testify. Good. Velo Amran continues the Gemara El Dachan, and this is only, as we explained, if there's only one person there. So therefore, if he could take you to a Jewish court, to a Beis Din, he wouldn't have to pay. So that's why you're causing him a loss by a Kusi court. Aval Betre, and again, Kusi here means, Kusi means Lachara means Kusi, because we didn't say Kanani, like we said earlier on the daf, which according to Rove means all Umos Olam, and the Miri says is limited, but here Kusi probably means real Kusi. Right, the group of Kusim that came to Eretz Yisrael that aren't right in Machlokas, whether they're real Jews or not. They kept some mitzvahs, but it ended up later on that they were not really Naaman. That's the kind of people we're talking about. So, below Amar Nelachad, this is only by one witness. I'm a betray low by two. This problem does not apply because if it's two witnesses, that even in a Beis Din, they would be mechayev you. V'chanami lo amar ela b'dine de magista, and even one is only by dine de magista. What's dine de magista? We have this small town village court where they don't really know the halacha. Rashi says in yodin lantud by mishpat. That's where there's a problem. So they're probably gonna say the wrong din. Aval be davar, but if it's a real governmental court, in hunami chad amumsa shadile, they also hold that one is mechayev shvua. Just like we hold one is mechayev shvua, right? We said that Eidacha does not come l'mama, but it's come l'shvua. Therefore, again, it wouldn't be a problem in those types of courts. Amar Ravashi, Kevina be'Rav Huna. When I was by Rav Huna, I had the following question: Adam Chashav, what if it's an Disamchei Alei Kebetrei? What if it's a very important person? very important person, Adam Chashuv, and the Kusi courts know he's Chashuv, and therefore, if he comes to testify, they'll be Motzi Mamon based on his testimony. They won't just be Mechayev Shvua. So do we say there, Mafki Mamon Apune, they would be Motzi Mamon based on his word, and therefore he can't go testify, because the Jewish courts wouldn't do it, right? Even if Moshe came to Beis Din, right, we wouldn't accept his testimony, he's only one. And even if Moshe and Aaron came, we wouldn't accept his testimony because they're brothers, right? There's many great people, right? So you need two non-related kosher people. So do you say here he's not allowed to go because he's an Adam Chashuv? Or Dilma, just the opposite. Or do you say, Kibbut Adam Chashuv, who? Do you say because he's an Adam Chashuv, Lo Mati Mishtamiluhu? Then there's no way he's getting out of it. Umati Lasude. It goes up and down if you want. Right? Umati Lasude, and therefore, he can be masid because he can't get out of it, right? It's like what the Rosh said. If you don't have a choice, it's going to be a chilul Hashem. They're definitely going to expect him to come. So then he can't get out of it. So Teku, the Gemara leaves it unanswered. Teku in this case is therefore what? So what's the din? So what's the, what are you doing until Eliyahu HaNavi comes? So the Ravid and the Rashba both say, Teku Lakula, and therefore he's allowed to go testify. That's the Lakula. It says the Amshul Shlomo, it's Lakula to be Motzi Mamon? No. What do you mean? It's Lakula. Lakula always means to keep the money where it is. And therefore he says it must be a mistake in the rush. It must be a word missing. The lo yelech lahayid. Not yelech lahayid. The Yashar Shlomo says it can't be. What do you mean yelech lahayid? That's not Lakula. I saw the Chazam Sofer explains, though, that maybe the rush is like the gears that we have, considering it's quoted by others as well on the tour. What does it mean? Why is here Lakula means that you can go testify, even though it's a teku? Says the Chassam Sofer, Shekivan Shlo Barulo Im Yamin Lo Kamo Shnai. He's not 100% sure how they're going to act. He's not the Mechashuv. He thinks they might be Motzi Mamon based on him. So it's a suffix whether he will be able to be Motzi Mamon based on his own word. Yish suffix Lin Yamamon Chavero V'chilu Hashem Yish Kan Vaday V'ein suffix Mamon Motzi Midei Vaday Chilu Hashem. That's the Chassam Sofer. The Odin, then he asks, Shalafamim Sorech Lishava Sheini Yodea. Sometimes he has to swear that he doesn't know, and if he doesn't know, and he swears that he doesn't know, Vagorim La'atzmo Aver Biadayim Lishava Al Sheker. He doesn't have to swear to them that he doesn't know. That's already a separate Avera. So that's why, better to go. That's why the Teku is Lakula here. It's Lakula for you that you don't have to swear falsely, and it's Lakula for you, Gefchil Hashem. Right, usually every Kula has a Chumra related to it. So to here, this Kula of going to not going would lead to Chil Hashem, and that's why you don't do it. Sorry? If it's a Vadei Chil Hashem, what's the even question? Right, so that's a good question. What's the Vadei Chil Hashem? If it's a Vadei Chil Hashem, you would say, yeah, Chol, you don't do anything but fucking Chil Hashem. So I don't know how much of a Vadei that means. Maybe it's a strong concern. Says the Gemara, continuing, Amar Ravashi. Hi, Bar Yisrael, Dezavin Le'ar Lo'ovit Kochavim. A mitzvah, the Bar Yisrael Chavre. Right? What happens if a Jew sells a piece of property to an Ovid Kochavim on the border of a Jew's property? Right? Let's say I own real estate on the other side of town, and I sell it to a non-Jew, an Ovid Kochavim, and it borders a Jewish property. Mishamtinan le, again, we're mishamitim. We give him shamtim, we put him in chayrim. My time, why? Well, what's the problem with that? Is it because of the din of bar mitzvah? What's the din of bar mitzvah? Din of bar mitzvah is whenever you sell a piece of land, you have to first offer it to the person who owns the border property, because he might want to expand his property, and it's worth more to him than to anybody else. So if it's because of din of bar mitzvah, but that doesn't apply to Mosa Olam, V'yamarmar, Zavin me'akum, V'zavin la'akum, lekum shum din of bar mitzvah. If you're buying and selling from an akum, there's no din of bar mitzvah. Din of bar mitzvah is only within Jews. Right, remember, Dinat Bar Mitzvah is based on the pasuk of, was it Meikir Hadin? We mentioned in the past, it's based on the pasuk in Vaschanan, V'yasisa HaYashav HaTov. Right, do what's right. The last halach in Hilchos Shcheinim in the Rambam, V'yasisa HaYashav HaTov. Because this is what you should do. Lifnim Mishur Hadin. Right, but that doesn't apply to Ovdei Kochavim. That only applies within Jews. So what's the problem with selling it to the guy? Ela Damrinan Le, no, it's just because that the Jew could say to you now, Arvis Li'aray Amitzaray. You put a lion on my border. Right, and therefore you shouldn't have done it. So that's why, what do we do? Mishamtinanle at the Kabbalah Kolon Sadasi Machwate. Therefore we put him in Chayim until when? What, to buy it back? No, until he accepts any onus that might occur. Until he accepts any, takes all responsibility, that's the case. Says Tosfos here, important Tosfos, Tibra Maschel Ad. Tosfos goes, Rabbeinu Tam, this only applies that there's a problem to sell it to an Ovi Kochavim if a Jew is offering you the same price. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dainu Dafka Kshe Yisrael Rotsa Litin Lo Kemoshe Nosin Lo Ha'akum, Avala Ma'akim Rotsa Litin Lo Yoser, Ein Lahafsid Bishul Kain. You can sell it to the guy. Very Alach Lamaisa. Very Alach Lamaisa, so you can sell it if the best price that you could get is from a guy. Therefore, you could sell it to him. The Rush, though, has a limitation on this, Rabbeinu Tam. What if the Jew is giving you full market value, and then the guy is just offering you extra? So then the Rush says you should sell it to the Jew. If he's giving you the full market value, let's say he's giving you your asking price, and then the guy is going above and beyond, so then sell it to the Jew. Don't be a chazer, right? Says the Rush. Says the Rush. Omer v'nire. Of course, Rabbi Tam, this is Venera, the Dafka ad Kede Demehen. Avalim Ha'akim wrote of a Hosif, me Devei Shavya, Yim Krenel Yisrael B'Demeha. Why? Because why is the Akim trying so hard? Ki Ulai Ha'akim Mosif Damim Leo Shachin Li Yisrael Ulagarsho Minach Lasso. Really want it so much in a Jewish neighborhood. Right? So therefore, you don't have to lose money based on it, but if he's offering you more, so then just give it to the Jew, if a Jew could give you market value. Good. Says the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, not lo mochsin es chamoro v'nasu lo chamor acher, not lo lustem es ksuso v'nasu lo ksus acheres. What happens if mochsin? Right? What are mochsin? Those are the people who go around and the bandits that they take away people's property. Let's say they take your chamor and they give you another chamor. They give you a different donkey. They give you a different shirt. They take your shirt, but they just want you to feel like, right, you're in a precarious position. So therefore, they switch everybody's property. Who did this in history? Yosef HaTzadik. Remember Yosef in the end of Sefer Bereishis, right? Yosef makes all the Mitzrayim switch, just like the Jews switch lands, right? So that the Mitzrayim don't feel at home. They feel just like the Jews feel, out of place. So he made them all switch the way they live. So the Mochis takes your donkey and gives you another donkey, or gives you another shirt. So what could you assume about this other donkey or shirt that you got? So it says the Mishnah, Hare Ilu Shalo, you're allowed to keep it. You can assume it's yours. Why? Mipnei Shehabailim Misya'ashim Mehen. Because the Bailim have Yeyush. And therefore what? Rashi says, Yeyush, the Shini Rishus. That's what it really means to say here. It's Yeyush the Bailim had, and it's the Shini Rishus. Now it's in your Rishus. So therefore, that's why you're allowed to keep it. The Tosfos Rid says, this Mishnah is the source for that din. The Yeyush and Shini Rishus. Where does it say anywhere that it's Bafteh Yeyush and Shini Rishus work? So may Hacha Shaminon, the Yesh Vashida Rishus, the Akati Lotanino of Masison. We never learned it anywhere. We're getting to the end of Bava Kamma, not too much, too many Mishnayos left. So says the Tosfos Rid, this is the Makar. The Ravid, if you want to look at it, has a different shot of this Gemara. First of all, the Mishnah doesn't say Shini Rishus. The Mishnah just says Yeish, which the Gemara is going to be Medayikin. And also, this is a Shini Rishus Bitaus. Right? So it's Bitaus, because I don't know, says the Ravid, who this is from. Hu lav shini rishusu, but ta'usuhu diavi niyalei kisverim shalohu. Right? He doesn't know that this, if the Bailim had Yeish, didn't have Yeish, he doesn't know where this came from. Right? So therefore, who says this is a good shini rishus? Again, this has to do with what we discussed, the lamdas of Yeish and shini rishus. How much does each of them play a role or not? If the shini rishus doesn't really play a role, it's the Yeish, then it wouldn't matter if it's betos or if it's balkarcha, like Rishonim discuss. But either way, Rashi pashup shot of the Mishnah. Rashi says, what does it mean Yeish really? It means Yeish with Shinui Rishus. Next, Hamatzel Minanorum and Agaya, so Minan Listim. If somebody saves property, saves something from the river. I go into the river, a gold watch washed up on the riverside. Omen Hagayas, or from an army that is plundering, I go and save something. Omen Alistim, or from robbers. So in all of these cases, in Nisyashu Abailim Hare Elu Shalom. The Bailam had Yeish, they are Shiloh. Right? The Gemara Bava Metzia is going to discuss what do you mean, Im. Isn't there something called automatic Yeish, called Zuto Shalyam? Right? So that'll be discussed in Meseches Bava Metzia, how this fits in. But here it seems to say, if there's Yeish, Hare Elu Shiloh. So then again, the finder is allowed to keep it. The Nesivus talks about, Nesivus and Simon, Shin Samach Aleph, talks about the Sugya of Yeish and Shini Rishus, how sometimes Shini Rishus Balkarcha would not work. That day is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Shin Samach Aleph. And the Nesivus says there are some cases that Yeish of Gizela works like and in just as strong a way as Yeish of Aveda. Even though usually we said not. Usually if I find something on the street after the owner had Yeish, I could keep it.
right? Yeish by itself works by Aveda. But by Gzela, of course, doesn't work. If it's just Yeish, we pass Nish Kedei is not Kone. So that's what we discussed back on Daf Samach Vav in Meruba. We discussed the Gemara parallels them. How does the Gemara parallel them? Yeish of Aveda is very different than Yeish of Gzela. Yeish of Gzela is Be'isura Asaliyade. I stole it from you, and therefore you have Yeish. So I caused you to have Yeish. So that doesn't work. Right, so there's a big difference. But says the Nesivus, there's one case where Yeish of Gzela is like Yeish of Aveda. And that is where the Yeish of Gzela happens before the Goslin picks it up. Let's say I'm about to attack you. So you drop your item and you say, okay, and you run away. So there you had Yeish before I picked it up. Or let's say, you know, like these cases of our Mishnah. You have Yeush because there's a Moches coming, and then I go and pick it up. So that Yeush, says the Nesivus, might be just as strong as Yeish of Aveda. Says the near Lafias Daiti. The Dafka, because why doesn't it work? It gives a lumbus. Why doesn't a Yeish of Gzela usually work? Because there's a Chiyav Hashava before I have Yeush, and therefore my Yeush doesn't remove that Chiyav Hashava. But if I have the Yeush before you have a Chiyav Hashava, so then that already might be Mesalik me from the item, and therefore the Chiyav Hashava doesn't kick in. That's what he says. The Dafka Kshiris Yais Achash Shabali Ara Gazlan Mikir Yesh De Gzela Velokano Veshuv Asur Lachalal Mal Zakus Bo Vumi Tam Shekfar Nischayev Gazlan Bashava Avalam Ra Anis Ba Kenegdo Vametalflan Munach And Adayin Lefana Vinis Yaish The Zeh Gamkin Have A Yesh Kshenu Yachal Atzil Veyesh Zeh Have A Mamish Kmo Yesh Da Aveda Because it's not in my Rishus yet. And therefore, that would be good even though it's Yesh of a Gazlan case. Again, we discussed, not now, I'm not going to review it again, all the different ways to understand Yeish. Is it like a Hefker? Is it something different that it leaves my Rishus but it doesn't go into your Rishus, doesn't leave my Rishus fully until you pick it up? Is it something else, just a disconnect from the owner? That's what the Rav Asher Weiss explained. All different types of what Yeish really is. Okay, but that's an important Nesivus to note about a case of Yeish of Gzela, which can be like Yeish of Aveda. Continues the Mishnah. V'chei nachal shol dvorim. The same halacha with a nachal shol dvorim. You have a beehive. Let's say you have a beehive, and all of a sudden the beehive, all the bees went with their hive to your rishus. They switched from my tree to your tree. So, imis yashua reilu shalo. If the Baalam had yeush on that, the getting his beehive back, so also, the where it is now, it belongs to him. Am Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, ne'emenes isha o katan lomar. A woman or a katan is believed to say, mikan yatsa nachal zeh. If they see this, if this guy is arguing that's my beehive, a woman or a katan, people who are usually psule edis, are allowed to say, oh, this belonged to him. It came from there. The Gemara will discuss why that is. Let's say I see my beehive and I'm chasing after it. I'm allowed to go through your field to go save it. And, you know, that's considered understandable damage, because I'm going to get my beehive and I have to pay you for what I damage. What if my beehive has planted itself on your tree, and now it's there? I'm not allowed to chop down the branch that it's on in order to get it, because if I just try to take the beehive, they're just going to buzz away. If I take it where their habitat now, if I take the whole branch, so then they will come with me. And therefore, but I'm not allowed to do that, says the Tanakama. Rabbi Shmuel Barosh, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Baruch Omer, he says you're allowed to. Avkotzi v'rasid adamim, you're allowed to. If that's the only way to get your property back, you're allowed to do it. Period. Tana, says the Gemara, im natal machzu l'bayla marishonim, says Abraisa, no. If you took the chamor from the moches, right, remember the first case of the Mishnah, he took your donkey, he gave you a donkey. If you took the donkey, you have to give it back. Kesavar yeish kedi lokani, because this Brisa hold, Yeish Kedi is not Kone. And Rashi adds that this Brisa is arguing on the Mishnah. Not only does this Brisa say Yeish Kedi is not Kone, Yeish Hashem Rishus is not Kone. Umeikar be Suras Eliyadeh. And the Meikar, originally, it came to your hand, be Isser. Right? That is one way to understand the Gemara, that the Brisa is arguing on the Mishnah. Other ways Rishonim understand it is that, no, it's not, the Gemara doesn't seem to say it. The Brisa agrees with the Mishnah. Regarding Yeish and Shini Rishus fundamentally. But you know what the difference is? The order. The order. Does Yeish have to become before Shini Rishus? We discussed the lumdus of this way back, right? But that's what this Brisa might hold. Who said there was Yeish before? Maybe the Yeish happens after the Shini Rishus. And maybe that's the problem here. But they agree fundamentally about Yeish and Shini Rishus. But either way, Rashi says the Brisa is arguing on the Mishnah. The Ika de Amre, in Balahach, so Yaxel the Bailam Arishonim. Some say, if you want to be Machzir, not that you have to. If you want to, Rashi says, if you're a chassid, the Yachsul the Bailam Arishonim.
My time, why? Yesh kedi kan. Yesh kedi is really kan. It's really yours. Mihu I amar I efshi b'mamu she'eno shali. Machshav the Rishonim. But you're allowed to return it if you're a chassid, if you want to go. Lifnei Mishur Hasadin. Hare elu shalom ibnei shabaylam b'chulu. It's yours because the baylam give up hope. Amar Rav Ashi, lo shana elu listam ovdei kochavim. What kind of listam are we talking about? We're talking about akum. Ovdei kochavim listam. That's where people give up hope. Ava listam Yisrael lo. But Jewish listam, we say, no, there is no yesh. Why savar? L'machar nekita libedina. Because they say, tomorrow I'll take out the bezdin. I'll get it back. There is no yesh by Yisrael. So Mazal Rav Yosef, don't we say just the opposite? Adarabah, ifchem istavar, just the opposite. Akum, the daini begisi, in akum, who judge begisi. What does begisi mean? Rashi says, begaiva ubizroa. That basically means that you don't need full testimony, edim, hasra, you don't need all these requirements. So akum, who judge that way, lo miyayish, there a person does, is not miyayish, because he says, I could get it back. I could bring enough evidence to get it back. Yisrael, kivan da amri, meymar miyayish, but by a Jew, it won't work. Why? Because amri meymar. Rashi goes 2 days, what does that mean? First day, they'll tell you to do something if you want to, but they won't force you because it's not enough testimony, not enough edus. Or, it's like a question, Meimer Amri, they'll say, is it really yours? But either way, they won't give it back, and therefore you will have Yeush by a Jew. So, Ela, I itmar asefe itmar. Okay, so fine. So change it. When Rav Ashi's made his chiluk, it was going on the second half of the Mishnah. Hamatzel mena akum mena listim, if you save it from akum and from robbers. In Nisyashua bailim in stumalo. The second, that part of the Mishnah said, you need to know there was Yeush. But if you didn't know, then you cannot assume there was Yeush. Lo shanu ela akum, mishad dadani begisui. When can you not assume Yeush? That's by an akum. I have a list in Yisrael, kivan da'am remember me Yeush. But by a Jew, you have to assume there was Yeush. Period. So Tana, now we have a Mishnah from Kalim that we had earlier. Tanan Hasam. Oro shabalabayis. So remember the din of becoming Tameh. When can a Kli become Tameh? A Kli become Tameh when it's finished the processing stage. What happens if you have something that can be used as is, but it also can be made into something else? Is it Tameh or not? So it depends on the machshava of the balabais. That's the chiddush. Depends on the machshava of the balabais. If the balabais says, this hide I want to use as a rug, so it's finished now, then it's roi l'kabal tuma. If he says, no, I want to make it into shoes, so then it's not makabal tuma yet. So it depends on the machshava of the balabais. So, says the Mishnah, O Rosh Ba'al Habayis, the hides of the Baal Habayis, Machshava Metamasan, his Machshava makes them able to become Tameh. Vishal Abdon, but of the tanner, meaning of the man who sells the hides, in Machshava Metamasan. So then his Machshava is not Metamiyah because the person who buys the hides might want to process it more. So his Machshava does not make it Roy L'Kabal Tuma. What about a Ganef and a Gazlon? Machlokas. Shel Gazlon ain't Machshava Metamasan. The Tanakhama says that the Machshava of a Gazlon is not Mitame, because the person, the Nigzal, did not have Yeush. Vishal Ganav, Vashal Metamasa, but shall of a Ganav it does, because we assume the Nignav had Yeush. Rib Shimon Omer, Chilufa Devarim. Rib Shimon said, right, so the Tanakhama holds, by a Gazlon, there's no Yeush, because the guy obviously thinks he's going to get it back. By a Ganav, there is, because, you know, he doesn't even know who stole it from him. Rib Shimon Omer, Chilufa Devarim. Rib Shimon says the opposite. Shel Gazlon, Vashal Metamasa. Of a Gazlon, his machshava is matame. Why? Because the person says, he stole it from me. He's a strong guy. I'm never going to get it back from him. He knows who it is. Vishal ganav ein machshava matamasan. But by a ganav, the machshava is not matame. Why? By a ganav, the guy does not give up hope. He'll say, I'm going to find him, and I'm going to get it back from him. So you see, it's a machlokas tanoim. When is there automatic yeish? By a ganav or by a gazlan? Says the Chazon Ish, this is not a machlokas in mitzius. It's a machlokas in mitzius. You know, how the Chazon Ish in Kalim. The gavos of the Chazon Ish is that not just what he wrote in Choshe Mishpat and what he wrote in Eben Ezra and Yerideya, but that he has just as fat a volume on Taurus and just as fat a volume on Zroi, and that's the gavos of the Chazon Ish. So he writes here in Kalim, maybe it's even fatter for Taurus. For the pligi Rav Shimon v'Rabbanon, that which they have a machlokus near a dilo pligi be'ezah mehen avayesh yisera. The imkain pligi be'metzius hadavar besvaras afuchos. That's what they're arguing about. No, the point is that every Yeush has a little hope in it. And every hope has a little Yeush in it. So that's important hashgafically. To call Yeush psichi bo ma'at tikva. Ubechol tikva psichi bo Yeush. Umidas Yeush eino nimdad b'mida. Umasur hadavar l'chachamim. Right? It's that you can't know exactly giving up hope. that you can't measure that on a scale. So the Rabbanan say that the Alimulahu Yeush Besibas Aganeva, by Geneva, the Yeush element is a little stronger than the Tikva element, and by Gzela, the opposite. So it's not really, they both say that both are there, it's just a question of evaluation, but it's not Dafka, a real Machlokas in Mitzias. Okay, that's the Machlokas Tanam though. Continues the Gemara, Amar Ula.
Yeah.
How is that on Mitzias? They both agree that both are there. The question is which to focus on.
Why would you focus on one more than
why would you focus? That might be, you know, psychological reasons. But they both argue that in both of them, it's making it in a much, much smaller machlokas.
But the question is, does the average person have more yeish or not yeish
by the I don't know if you go, I'm saying, I understand what you're saying, isn't it still a machlokas and Matthias? But it's making it a little better in that every case has some hope and has some giving up. And the question is, which plays more of a role? But you're right, you still gotta formulate. Amar Ula, Machlokas Pistamar. Ula says this Machlokas, Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan, is in a case where you don't know if there was Yeush. The question is, what can you assume? Avul biyadua debriya kol Yeush kani. But if you know that man had Yeush, then for sure, because Ula says Yeush by itself is Kone. Rabba Amar biyadua nami Machlokas. Rabba says, no, even biyadua there is a Machlokas, because we still. The Rashi explains, because even if we know that it was Yeish, the Rabbanan say by Gazlan that it's not really Yeish, because every moment, you know, he might think that you could bring him to Din. Even if he had Yeish, still in the back of his mind, he thinks that maybe he could bring him back. Amalei Baila Rabba, lo tifakalei de Ula. Abai says, Rabba, don't argue on Ula. There's no machlokes if you know for sure there was Yeish. Ditanah b'masiza kavase, because the Mishnah says b'feirish. What are the last four words of that Mishnah? Lefisha lo nis Yashua b'aylim. Taima d'lono nis Yashua b'aylim. Avanis Yashua b'aylim harei ilu shalo. So you see, the Mishnah says, is mashma, that if there had been Yeish, it would be automatically his. So Amar Lei says, Anan, we say, no, don't take the Mishnah so literally. Lefisha ein Yeish l'baylim masidon lo. It means, there is no Yeush to the Bailam. Not that he didn't have, but there is no. Meaning it's not strong enough. It's not, it wouldn't be anything that would be halachically effective. Period. So now let's talk about this, try to figure out from our Mishnah. Is there any raya to this Machlokas? So Tana, not l'mochsen chamoro, v'chulu. What was our Mishnah? Right, the Mochis took away your donkey and gave you a different donkey. Or ksus. So mani, I Rabbanan, if the Mishnah is like the Rabbanan, that says what? The Rabbanan say that Gizela is not automatic Yeush, but by Geneva it is. So Kasha Gazlan. So Gazlan would be a problem, because the Rabbanan hold that Gizela is not automatic Yeush. And in our Mishnah, the Moches, we assume it is automatic Yeush, and that's a Gazlan. I Reb Shimon Kasha Ganov, and by Reb Shimon, the Ganov would be Kasha, because that's Listim. Listim are Ganavim, and he says, Reb Shimon holds that by Geneva it's not automatic Yeish, and our Mishnah seems to say it is automatic Yeish. So who is the author of our Mishnah? So Bishlam Allah Ula to Amar Biyadua Kani, according to Ula, who says that if you know there was Yeush, everybody agrees. So Achaname Biyadua V'Devri Yakol, so say our Mishnah is about a case where you know there was Yeush. Ela L'Rabba to Amar Biyadua Nami Machlokas, according to Rabba, who says even Biyadua there's a Machlokas. Hamani L'Rabbanav L'Reb Shimon, who is our Mishnah like? Answers the Gemara, Balista Mizuyan Reb Shimon Yi. It is a case of Gzela. Everything is Gzela. And Reb Shimon says Gzela is automatic Yeo, so it's a case of Listim Mizuyan, armed robbers, which Reb Shimon considers Gazlanim. Right, we had that as a Machlokas we shown him. Ihaki Aino Gazlan. Then what's the difference? That is Gazlan. Shrei Gavni Gazlan. There's still two types of Gazlanim, and therefore could be listed separately. Period. Tashma, same Shaklavatari coming up. Haganava Gazlava Anos. A ganav or a gazlan or an anos, somebody who forced you to give them their property, hekdesh and hekdesh, v'trumas and truma, u'maiser say and maiser. They're allowed to give hekdesh, shum and maiser from the property, which is a reflection that is really owned by them. So again, mani. I skipped the line. Mani. I rabbanan kasha gazlan. I rib shimin kasha ganav. Same kasha as we had before. Bishlam ala ulo damar biyadu akani hachanami biyadu v'devri akol. According to ulo, there's no problem. Just say this is about a case where you know for sure there was Yeush v'devri akol hi. Ela rabba damar biyadu anami machlokes. Hamani la rabbanav la rib shimin. So who is it? So hachanami balistim mizuyin rib shimin hi. Must be the same case. It's a case of gazela according to rib shimin. Iachi aino gazlan trey gavni gazlan. Period. Same machlokes. V'ibayi seima. Oh! We have another way out. Bibai Yisema, Ha Masnisa Rebbe Hi. It's Rebbe Shita. Because what does Rebbe hold? The Tanya Rebbe Omar, Ganav Ki Gazlan. Ganav is like Gazlan, says Rebbe. Like which Gazlan?
The Kaimalan Kagazan the Reb Shimon, and we assume, we know that Rebbe, when he says Ganav like a Gazlan, is like Reb Shimon's Gazlan. Reb Shimon's Gazlan, what did Reb Shimon say about Gzela? Automatic Yeish. So Rebbe says there's no difference between Ganav and Gzela, is automatic Yeish by both. Gufas. Now we'll figure out where did this come from. The next 10 lines, the exact repeats of what we just had. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani. Oh, there it is. Rebbe has Omer Ani. Rebbe Yosef Engel, Beis HaOtzar. Points out, we mentioned it in the past, that in Klal Yud Gimel, that only Rebbe throughout Shas has the phrase Omer Ani. Right? He's the only one. Why? Because it's a saying of humility. It's like La'ani is Daiti. Omer Ani, because Rebbe, the Mishnah says at the end of Sota, Mishmeis Rebbe Bad La'anava. Right? So Omer Ani, I say, you know, it's a little old me. Right? Right, my humble opinion. That's what Omer Ani means. That's what only throughout Shas you find this in Gittin, in Kiddushin, in Sanhedrin, only by Rebbe, Omer Ani. And that's what he said. That's what he even says. He quotes from the Baal Shem Tov that the Ani of a person means it's not really me. It's the Ani in me. I go by Neshama. It's not even me. So that I got Pikabala. I'm not even saying it. The Ani in me is saying it. So it's a very humble. And then he even quotes a remez to this in Sefer Tehillim, which we'll say at the end. Again, a fascinating remez. Anyway, but let's continue now. We want to get through this. Omer ani ganav kegazlan. Rebbe says a ganav is like a gazlan. So ibay lahu kegazlan derabanan kamar velokan. He's like the gazlan derabanan that there is no automatic yesh and he's not kone. Odilma kegazlan derab shimin kamar vakani. So which is it? Is it like the gzela, the gazlan of the rabanan, or the gazlan of Reb Shimon? So we already answered this, but now we're going back in time. Tashma, nadlo mofsal chamar v'chulu. Man, I rabbanan kasha gazlan, I Reb Shimon kasha ganav. We quote the same problem we had on the Umbed Aleph. I amrit bishlamar Rebbe kagazlan Reb Shimon kamar v'kani hamani Rebbe hi mishamachi kani. If you say that Rebbe holds like Reb Shimon, and Rebbe therefore is the shita that says that both by ganav and gazlan there's automatic yesh, then you have an author to our Mishnah. But if you don't say that, then we have no author to our Mishnah. So doesn't that prove to me that Rebbe holds like Reb Shimon's Gazlan? So the Gemara says no. Hachamayaskin and Ballista Mizuyim, Reb Shimon, like we said before. Gazlan, Gavni Gazlan. So again, there's no raya, foolproof raya, that Rebbe holds that way. Tashma, and also the other Brisa we quoted. Same issue. If you say he was like Reb Shimon, period. Right, the same exact words that we had on the Amud Aleph. It's just that on the bottom of the previous Amud, we were using it to try to figure out who the author was of our Mishnah. Here we're trying to figure out, can we prove that Rebbe is the author of our Mishnah? And the Gemara answer is no, because there was another way out. Another way out to say it's Reb Shimon and Lista Mizuya. Amalei Rav Ashi L'Rabba, Tashma. We have another try, and this one sticks. To Masni Rebbe, the Reb Shimon Bray. Rebbe explained the first Mishnah in our Perek to Reb Shimon, his son. Lo Davar Sheish B'Achrayis Mamish. When it says that the father left over Achrayis, and therefore the sons are Chayiv in the Gzela, it doesn't mean Achrayis Mamish land. Ela Afilu Par of Achorish Ba. Chamar Machamer Acharav. Even animals. Chayav and Lahachzir. Mipedik Vod Avien. They have to return it because of covet of their father. They have their father's possessions. Taima B'Nikvod Avien. Only have to return it because of covet Av. Halav Kavod Avien Lo. But if there was an issue of Kavod Avim, they would not have to return it. And what's that Mishnah talking about? The first Mishnah of the Perek? What's the name of our Perek? Hagozel. Gzela. Shmamina. Rebbe Gazel Reb Shimon Kamer Shmamina. It must be holds like the Gazel of Reb Shimon where there is automatic Yesh. Period. V'chein Achol Shal Dvorim. The Mishnah also said about the Beehive. My V'chein. What's the Chiddush of the Beehive that you could also, it goes by Yesh. So Hachi Kamer. Afilu Nechil Shal Dvorim. Shikinin Drabanan Hu. Beehives can never be owned on a daraisa level, because the Gemara Bamitzi explains there are certain types of animals that are always traveling from one field to another field. Birds, certain types of birds, you can never own it daraisa, because they're all maybe it flew in from your friend, maybe it's going to fly out tomorrow, so you can never own it. So too with the Nichol Shel Dvorim, even though you only owned it on a darabana level to begin with. Sakatai the Chamina, High Kivan Drabana Baalmahut, this is only Drabana Dekanile, Afilu Stamanami Miyash. You might think there's always automatic Yeyush, because already the Bailus connected to you is very tenuous. Kamash Malan, Imnes Yashua, Bailam, Ini Lolo, Kamash Malan, no. You need to know there was Yeyush, if not, not. Right, the end of the Mishnah said that in Isha Nakatan are believed to say where this Nechil came from. Ask the Gemara why. Isha Vakatan Bnei Edus, they do? They're not believed, they're not Bnei Edus. Why should they be believed here?
So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Hakav Mayaskina, what's the case? Go to Chahayu Bailam Rav Machareyim. No, the case is where the owner's running after his beehive, and then the Isha Vakatan Mesich Lefituman. The Isha Vakatan are Mesich Lefitumo. They just, you know, are talking. They're not talking as Eidos. They happen to be talking amongst themselves, and they mention that the Omer Mikan Yasun Nechil Zeh. Mesich Lefitumo is a huge sukya. What's called Mesich Lefitumo, what's not. If somebody knows that you're relying on them, but they don't think they're giving Eidos, is that Mesich Lefitumo? If you ask them a question and they answer it, is that Mesich Lefitumo? Right, the case in the end of Yevamos is that you hear two children talking, that they just came back from the Levaya of so-and-so. You overhear them talking. So is that a good enough Eidos so the woman whose husband's Levaya was allowed to remarry? So Mesich Lefitumo is a huge sugya. How much is it quasi-Eidos? How much is it not Eidos? When is it called Mesich Lefitumo? But that's this case here. So that's what we're going to get to in a second. We'll get to that in a second. Correct. So the case is where the owner is running after it, and the Isha and the Katan Mesich Lefitumo, so they're just helping out. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, no way. Ein Mesich Lefitumo Kasher El Eidos Isha Bovad. Rav Ashi says, there's no such thing as Mesich Lefitumo, except like the case I just mentioned at the end of Yevamos, Eidos Isha, where we have a lot lower standards. Eidos Isha, right? We accept a lot of less Eidos, only by Eidos Isha, because of various reasons there. But nowhere else. The Chafetz Chaim writes, in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, you're not allowed to accept Lashon Hara, even if they're just being Mesich Lefitumo. Lizoher, Shalol Kabel Me'ish Zeh Mesich Lefitumo, Divrei Gunos HaChavero. Why? Because it says, we're going to have it in a second, by Din Daraisa, you don't accept Mesich Lefitumo. And Lashon Hara is a Din Daraisa. Says the Chafetz Chaim, don't accept. Amalei Ravina Lervashi, let's get to that Maskana that I just mentioned. Below, you don't accept Mesich Lefitumo. By other cases, Valhari Nechoshol Dvarim Mesich Lefitumo. That case, the Gemara says, Shani Nechil Shol Dvarim, the Kinnid Rabbanan. No, it's only Dirabanan, so therefore, you're allowed to accept it. Udaraisa, lo, you don't accept Mesich Lefitumo. By Dinim Daraisa, Vamar Yudah Amar Shmuel, Maisab Adam Echachay Mesich Lefitumo. A person was Mesich Lefitumo. Vyomer Zacho Rani Kshani Tino Gomorkovani Akseva Shalaba, Vosiana Mesa Sefer. I remember my father took me on his shoulders, took me out of school early one day, Vihivshi Tuni Eskutanti, took off my shirt, Vitzbi Luni, dunked me in the mikvah, Lechol Vitruma Larev. To go get pick up our truma. I remember my father did that. So this kid is talking, and it's Mesich Lefitumo, and it's about truma, which is daraisa. Rav Chanina Messiah Bahachi, Vachaver Bedilin Mimani, my friends stayed away from me, but Yikoranosi, and they used to call me Yochanan Ochel Chalos, Vehelu Rebbe Lakun Alpiv, and Rebbe made me a Kohen. Right? So therefore, you see it's by daraisas. Answer the Gemara, Betruma Durabanan. We're talking about Truma Durabanan, Bismanazah. So therefore, it's Drabban. The Akadi Daraisa low, by Daraisa not, Valkyasar of the Miyamar of Chana Kartigna, the Amrilar of Acha Kartigna, Mishtoi Maisa Balafe Rabbi Shubin Levi, the Amrilar Maisa Balafe Rabbi Betinok Echad Mesil Vituma, there was a child that was Mesil Vituma, of Amrani Viminish Benil Ben Akum, me and my mother and I were captured. I was always focusing on my mother to make sure that they didn't do anything to her. And Rebbe allowed the Shvuya to marry a Kohen. So you see again, a baby, a child is Mesich Lefitumo, and we trust it by Din Daraisa. Says the Gemara, Bishvuya Hekilo. No, that's not a Din Daraisa, that's a Shvuya. Shvuya is a suffix itself. Chazal generally said you have to be Machmir, but there's still also kulas that you're allowed to have by Shavuyas. Okay, we have to stop here for the two dots. We'll continue tomorrow with seeing your Svarim in somebody else's house. That's the Mishnah. Okay? Hashem, we will continue.